Right now, what I need, though, is not revenge, but coffee, hot, strong, and black, to cauterize my throat. I smoked last night for the first time since college, and once again I blame the cowboy boots. I was in bed when I tugged them on again, wondering if I'd bought too snug a toe. The sudden boost in height transformed my mood and prompted me to turn off my cable money show, toss on a jacket and my cleanest khakis, and pop downstairs for a nightcap in the lounge. I knew I wasn't going to sleep well anyway. My mind was on MythTech. They're scary, they're so good. And some of the deeper work I've heard they're doing on consumer non-endurable price resistance spooks me. If you ever find yourself at the beauty counter next year buying your first ever $30 bottle of shampoo, conditioner, and it's just a 6-ounce bottle, and you're a man, blame it on Omaha. Blame it on the child. At the bar, I bumped into Danny Sorensen, a salesman for Heston's, the class ring company, who I'd last seen on an early morning hop from Des Moines to Madison. 30 years my senior, with bulging eyes and still vibrating from his second heart attack, Danny spent the flight soliloquizing about the importance of legumes in the diet. When I spotted him again last night, he was gobbling mixed nuts and steaming about a Giants game showing on the TV above the bar. He announced when I sat down that he'd beefed up and didn't intend to survive his next attack, then offered me a menthol, which I took. I don't know what moved me, though it's my job to know. Maybe MythTech had won the cool account and flashed a prompt across the Giants' scoreboard. "This team gives me a gut ache," Danny said. "Nice pitching, but no fielding to back it up." I nodded, tapped my ash. "It's sad, all right." "I thought you backed the Rockies. You're a Denver man." I shrugged and sucked down a load of minty smoke. The truth is that I root for ball teams depending on where I am at the time and who I happen to be sitting with. 3 years ago, during the NBA postseason, I started the evening rooting for the Bulls in an O'Hare microbrewery and finished it whistling for the Timberwolves at the Minneapolis Marriott. I follow the crowd, I'll admit it, and why not? It's not their approval I'm after. It's their energy. "How's business?" Danny said. "Quiescent. Yours?" Quiescent was a featured focus word from one of my Verbal Edge cassette tapes. Years ago, a few months after my divorce and a week after I stopped peddling storage solutions to rural Western hospitals, it was a touring self-improvement seminar, a Sandy Pinter production, that fished me out of the bottle I'd slithered into. I've tried to keep something perking ever since. The world's 100 greatest ideas condensed. The P. Chester Prime negotiating course. My goal is to speak at least 3 new words a day. It can be a struggle when I first use them. They sound like they're in brackets or quotation marks. But later on they come naturally, I find. The only problem, the world is going visual, so I'm forever clarifying myself. The assumption behind Verbal Edge is that fine speech provides an advantage in business. But I'm not sure. "We're working to open Japan. It's going fine. Highly sentimental about their schools there. Nice contrast to what's happening in the States." "Interesting," I say. "I'm always interested. I'm big on hearsay and inside information, and I pay the price in my portfolio, an assortment of esoteric long-shot tips whispered to me over in-flight scotch and sodas. I forget my losers when I hit a winner, which I'm told is a sign of a gambling addiction. In truth, I just don't care much about money. We always had enough when I grew up, and then one day, when my father went bust, we didn't. Not a lot changed. The house and the car were paid for, we never ate out, and we'd always shopped garage sales for everything but major appliances, which my father knew how to repair. We threw a few more garage sales. That was all. It's like that in Minnesota, outside the cities. A town finds a certain level in its spending, and almost everyone clusters around the mean so that no one has to feel bad if poor luck comes.